720 WGN. Thanks for joining us for the Lisa Dent Show. This is the day that Tom Skilling joins us. Our conversation is sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. And Tom, what did we wake up to this morning in Chicago? How bad was it?
Lisa, we got down to -1 at O'Hare and 3 above at Midway. And we had wind chills, on the range about 10 below. But, I'm South Beloit. That's the cold spot around here. Went down to 18 below this morning. And we had other low temperatures, pretty impressive, 12 below Wonder Lake. Rockford was 11 below. Woodstock, 12 below this morning. Chaminade, 11 below. McHenry, 14 below. And out in the Fox Valley, St. Charles went down to 6 below, 5 below in Aurora. So it was a little nippy this morning. They say, that 1 below at O'Hare qualifies, it ties for the third coldest temperature of this winter season so far. So pretty nippy out there, to say the least.
I can't help but remember 2019 when we had the polar vortex and the temperatures were much worse than that. But it looks, Tom, like everything's starting to warm up after the next few days. In fact, I took a peek at February. Are we going to get through this winter without really having any snow, so to speak of, or a continuous run of these below zero temperatures?
You know something, we've got a big pattern change toward milder weather next week. Next week will be about 15 degrees warmer than this week, and we'll start feeling that over the weekend. We've got one more shot of cold air that comes in on Friday with some strong winds. So temps will ease up the next few days and then drop on Friday, and then we go back into the 30s. Might even have a couple of days next week that flirt with 40-degree readings. So how about that? It's very dangerous to draw any conclusions from this point forward that we're done with snow or anything, because we've got a rich history of some active snows beyond this date, and it wouldn't surprise me to see some. But, it's interesting. We've had a little over 9.5 inches of snow in just the last 10 days around here, and that's over two-thirds all the snow that we've gotten for the entire season so far, and that's just in the last 9 days. There's an inch left on the ground at Midway, 3 inches at O'Hare, but if you go up to Woodstock, they have 9.5 inches down still up in McHenry County, because those folks got about 8 inches over the weekend. Parts of Wisconsin got over a foot of snow over the weekend. Our southern suburbs missed out on that altogether. So we've turned the corner here. Our normal temperatures are going up. We'll pick up another 70 minutes of daylight in the next month. So, and by the end of February, the normal high temperature, which is around 31 now, will go up to 41. So we're making some progress here towards spring. We'll just have these little setbacks every now and then, like what we're in right now.
Hey, Tom, since you mentioned Woodstock, Groundhog Day is a big celebration up there because, of course, the film featuring Bill Murray was shot in Woodstock. So on Thursday, the groundhog makes his prediction, even though there is a celebration that starts tomorrow. You're a groundhog. What do you think?
Well, it looks now, I call this a whiplash winter because of the temperature gyrations that we've seen. It's a typical La Nina winter, and that's one in which you get a couple, week and a half of Arctic air, and then boom, you're back into milder Pacific air again, and you jump around. I see no reason to believe that's not going to continue into February, and we're certainly going into a warmer pattern as we get to this weekend and next week overall. But remember, even in a warmer pattern, you can still get snowstorms at this time of the year. So we're not done with that yet. But we're getting there, Lisa. No question, though.
Well, tomorrow is the 30th anniversary of the release of Groundhog Day that was filmed in Woodstock. So I guess they'll pull out the groundhog about 7 o'clock, and we'll see whether he sees his shadow or not. Let's talk about sunshine. Finally, we woke up to a little this morning. Boy, that hurts more than the lack of snow, the lack of sunshine. Do you have those stats?
Oh, yeah. You know something, Lisa? This January, which we closed the books on tonight at midnight, will have been the cloudiest January since we kept records of sunshine going back to 1894, 129 years. So we've had only 18% of our possible sun in January. January is typically, along with December, November, and February on the other side, it's typically one of our cloudiest months. We typically get about 40% of our possible sun. We had a measly 18% this past month. So little wonder this sudden appearance of sunshine is so uplifting. We're ready for it. No question about it. You can almost feel the vitamin D surging through your veins, can't you?
Yeah, you know it's bad when the doctor says you need to take a blast of 50,000 vitamin D, you know, and I'm like, really? Jeez. So are things quite busy around the TV station getting ready for the big mayoral debate tonight?
Wow. Boy, I'll tell you, that's going to be our place is going to be a hubbub of action tonight. I always find those kind of exciting. Those nights when we bring all the candidates together. And, of course, all their minders come along, and there's support staff and all. So it makes for a very interesting location, and it will be tonight. And, of course, we're all interested in hearing what all these candidates have to say, because I think most people consider this, as with all elections, pretty important.
Yeah, less than 30 days before you get a shot at voting who becomes the next mayor of Chicago. So what are we looking at for the next few days as far as weather goes, Tom?
Cold tonight, Lisa, will go down to around single digits in many areas. My few areas out west of town may slip below zero, and then we'll warm up into the 20s tomorrow and upper 20s on Thursday. Thursday, though, we'll see a front pass late in the day, so the wind will pick up from the north, and we'll have a day of Arctic air on Friday, fall back to the teens, and that will warm up over the weekend. Pacific air begins to flood in, so temps go up to the 30s. On Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, might even approach 40 as we get into early next week. So a regular atmospheric sea change is in our future around here as we yet again emerge from this Arctic air.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, have you ever tasted a shot of Malort?
No. Tell me about it.
Well, the marketing director for Malort said that it's... I mean, they even have a hard time of saying it's good. People say it's somewhere between fiery death and herbal gasoline extracted fruitiness. But
great.
It's a Chicago thing. And Kelly Clarkson took a shot yesterday on television with a TV actor from Chicago, and she acted like it was nothing. So we're going to put that to the test a little later on in the show. And I just wondered if you had imbibed.
No, I've never experienced that. So you're going to have to brief me on this, Lisa, when you do that. Tell me whether it's something I ought to do. You know,
you shouldn't do it. But if you feel adventurous, you just take a shot this weekend and then you get back to us next Tuesday. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll see if I can find some. That sounds interesting. Hey, Lisa, stay warm.
I sure will. Thank you so much, Tom. Always great to talk to you.
Great talking to you as always, Lisa. Take care now.
Steve's News is coming up next on 720 WGN from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. And we'll have that audio of Kelly Clarkson doing that shot of Malort. I'm telling you what, that's not what she was drinking based on her response after doing a shot of it and participating in what is called the Chicago Handshake. It's all on the way next.